Welcome to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and I'm going to read Psalm 119, verses 113 through 120 today. Psalm 119, starting in verse 113. Samech. I hate them that are of a double mind, but thy law do I love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Depart from me, you evildoers, that I may keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according to thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and shall have respect unto thy statutes continually. Thou hast set at naught all them that err from thy statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore I love thy testimonies. My flesh trembles for fear of thee, and I am afraid of thy judgments. I feel like this psalm, that these verses get really personal in dealing with the enemies that we face today. The wicked opposition to the righteous soul is actually under fire in this psalm. With this psalm, we speak the words that bring about their destruction. Or at any rate, at least destroy their reach, their touch, their influence over us. We destroy their ability to take us away from God. We read that the double-minded heart is hated. In fact, the double-minded heart, we hate it. And that evildoers are commanded to depart, the shame-makers and accusers. That the ones who err from the truth and are speaking deceitful falsehood are set apart from us and removed from us. And this is what we need. In contrast to that double-minded heart that we hate, the law is loved and is our shield. Evildoers are commanded to depart, and then we can live with obedience and righteousness. The shame makers are out there, but by living God's word, we are actually creating the glory, not shame. There are those who err from the truth. There are those who speak deceitful falsehoods, but God sets them away, brings them away. They're destroyed like so much dross. And this is why we fear God's word, knowing what God can do, and love God's word, knowing how it takes care of us. This portion of Psalm 119 is a big encouragement to me that that we can read the Bible. Don't let anyone get in the way between you and God's word. Don't let any teacher make it so complicated that you don't think you can know it and understand it. This is the part of the psalm that says that we remove those barriers between us and God and we read his word. Let's read it again. I hate them that are of a double mind, but thy law do I love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Depart from me, you evildoers, that I may keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according to thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and shall have respect unto thy statutes continually. Thou hast set at naught all them that err from thy statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. Thou put away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore I love thy testimonies. My flesh trembles for fear of thee, and I am afraid of thy judgments. The last three lines, the second half of verse 119 and all of 120, put two interesting ideas together that I want to leave you with. You should take the time to think about it. Therefore I love thy testimonies. My flesh trembles for fear of thee, and I am afraid of my judgments. How is it that the psalmist can talk about his love for the testimonies and word of God while also speaking about his fear of the judgments of God? This just reminds me, I can read and know God's word, but there's always going to be something new for me to think about, some new challenging idea to work on all the day long. Well, thanks for listening, and I hope to talk with you again soon.